State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's start off, first of all, there was kind of a brief fight yesterday over how much money should be restored to cuts made to public schools, but the Senate unanimously approved a bill restoring some of those education cuts. Would you talk about that?
Well, sure. You know, the Senate was doing its work yesterday. We have a balanced budget here in the state of Texas, and we were squaring our budget from the last biennium. That budget supplemental bill that was passed yesterday out of the Senate included the money allocated to Medicaid, as well as reversing a school deferral payment that we put in place last year or 2 years ago during difficult financial times. So, it was a unanimous both out of the Senate as well as out of the Finance Committee. So I'm pleased that we've scored our books and look forward to this current biennium.
Okay, and now let's talk a minute about semantics, because we say balanced budget and it's in the Constitution, you needed to do that. And really, I mean, can we say that that really wasn't a balanced budget, because y'all are having to go back and kind of patch a hole in the road from the last session?
Well, we have to look at what we, the comptroller gives us an estimate of what we're going to have to spend. And certainly expenses come in throughout the 2 years. And so we have to look at the end of the session, at the end of the 2 years, and balance the books based upon what we thought our revenue would be as well as our expenses would be. And that's what that supplemental bill does.
Yeah, I saw a report that there were hundreds, maybe as many as 2,000 people who were marching yesterday in the Capitol about Medicaid in Texas. Did you see that demonstration in any way?
Yes, I was aware it was going on. Oh. I was in session at the time.
Right. Did they come to your office, or any of those people contact your office regarding that?
Sure. There's always individuals coming through our office, and there were members of that organization that came through as well yesterday.
Now, the Texas Senate Education panel yesterday heard some details on a proposal that would prohibit organizations linked to abortion providers from teaching sex education in public schools statewide. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, yes, I understand that was heard yesterday in the Education Committee. I'm not on that committee.
Right.
I think it's important that we provide sex education in high school. I think it's a local control issue, and my own personal preference that it be most appropriately done through local schools, I think most appropriate, if possible, be done with organizations that are not affiliates of abortion providers. I haven't heard the bill myself on the floor, so I look forward to looking at that bill more closely.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin today. And of course, so folks, to remind people, you're on the Government Organization Committee, your vice chair there,
right.
Criminal
mm-hmm.
Justice and also
Health and Human Services.
Right. So anything in your budget here, or rather in your committee hearings last week that was of interest that folks need to hear about?
Well, the Medicaid issue, going back to that you just
sure.
mentioned, Governor Perry was on the Fox News channel yesterday, and his concern about expanding Medicaid with a partner that's insolvent, I think, is a very salient point. We certainly don't want to enter into a relationship with a federal partner that can't pay the bills and fulfill the promises for which they're telling us they're able to put forth, the 90-10 relationship in reference to the funding of expansion of Medicaid. If the federal government is saying that they're having to cut back on ICE and release individuals from detention facilities and air traffic controllers, I think it's interesting to say that they're having to do that, but at the same time they're able to expand Medicaid across the nation.
Now, last week, I guess it was on Friday, we heard that Arkansas seems to be trying to negotiate with the Obama administration about what mm-hmm. they will do with
right.
their Medicaid, and I think that garnered some interest in other areas. Were you able to have a look at that, and do you have any thoughts on what Arkansas is trying
right.
to do?
Right, and that speaks to the flexibility that's needed in the Medicaid program. Each state is different, and we're having to go hat in hand to the federal government and ask for that flexibility on a state-to-state basis. It'd be, I think, much more wise to have a package of options that the states could choose from. But instead, it's Mother May I instead of the flexibility for the state to run a state Medicaid program as they see fit.
Wow, I like the parallel, Mother May I. That's a little scary. What's going to happen either on the floor or in your committees before we talk again next week?
Well, it's filing deadline. This Friday is the last day to file bills for most bills. So we're under the gun, under the clock now. We're 57 days into it. So we're continuing to hear bills. We're hearing bills in all the committees. And I look forward to reporting on those next week. I'd also like to mention that we opened our Bryan College Station office 2 weeks ago in the Wells Fargo building, which is the same building Congressman Flores has his office. So anybody that needs any help locally can certainly contact our office there in Bryan.
Sure. Peek behind the curtain. Is there any legislation that you're going to put forth that you haven't already before the deadline?
Well, there's an important bill that I filed this week, which is a mental health first aid training bill. That's a voluntary training program. That's a tool for concerned individuals, teachers included, to recognize at-risk individuals, increase the awareness of mental health illness in our nation, in our state, and hopefully diminish the stigma associated with mental health. I'm very proud to have over 10 co-sponsors in the Senate already on that bill. It got quite a bit of press. There was an Eagle article about it. I think it's a step forward in addressing some of the concerns in reference to mental health in our state.
Absolutely, and we'll watch that as it moves through the process. And I guess finally, you said that's the deadline for bills. Does that include the deadline for local bills as
no,
well?
No, local bills are not under that deadline.
Okay.
So they are exempt from that.
Is there a deadline in that at all?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
As long as you got the votes to be able to bring a bill forward and suspend the rules, you can bring a local bill forward.
Sure, because I think there's probably going to be some legislation here in Brazos County people will be interested in.